Sorry to. Could I have the children come up? Right here. Small step. Maybe I should stand over here because everybody's over here. Good morning. Let's say a prayer here. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for bringing us here together. Thank you for a chance to just have an example from your word and to put it into practice. Help it to be productive. In Jesus' name, amen. So I need two volunteers right now. Would you be willing, Spring, to come forward? And how about you, Micah? Yeah. Just because I have a couple things I want you guys to hold on to. So would you hold on to that for a second? And Spring, you just hold on to that. Hold that up there. So, okay, so these are two items. And you may be thinking, because what is this? What is this?
Dress.
A dress. And what is this?
Plane.
A plane. So you might be thinking, what do these have in common? But they actually do have something in common that you may not think of. But just hold those up, because I want to look at one other thing here that maybe might make it more apparent. So this is kind of just a jumble of lines and things on paper, right? Here are some that are cut out and have it's like a jumble of stuff there, right? And if we have that, and then we also have roughly the same thing, this is just a bunch of lines on paper, different things that who knows really what they are. They just, this one says some things on it, has some measurements. And so what are these? Do you know what this is?
Pattern.
A pattern. So both of these were made from a pattern. Now we can't take this pattern and expect necessarily to get that, right? And we can't take this pattern really and expect to get that. But they are both patterns, and they are both things to follow. Thank you. You guys can go sit. I think that's good to from here. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about patterns. This all came from, I was sitting and reading my daily devotions the other day and just kind of reading, and I was reading in Titus. And now Titus, we don't know all that much about Titus, but obviously he was somebody who was very important to Paul because Paul used him in a lot of different ways in the different places. It seems like he sent him to hard places to deal with things, right? So he was sent to the island of Crete. And we know a lot about Titus 2. We tend to do a lot of stuff out of Titus 2 where it talks about how older men should behave and how older women should behave and how younger women should behave and how younger men should behave. But there's a verse in particular that I found was very striking to me. And it's Titus 2, verse 7. And what he says, in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, right? He talks about Titus being a pattern. And so a pattern, obviously, is something that we can follow to get a certain result. Do you think there might be good patterns to follow and also bad patterns to follow? Depends. Whatever pattern you follow, you're going to get something. You're either going to get something good or you're going to get something bad. And we have a lot of instruction on how to follow a good pattern. And I find it interesting that there was another verse that I thought was very, very interesting that says essentially the same thing. It's in Philippians 3, and it says, "Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern." So there's another instance of being a something good to follow. And so as we go through and think about these things, you know, a dress and a plane really don't look a lot alike, right? But, you know, knowing that they're both made by a pattern, there's, if we look at like 1 Corinthians 1:11, it says, you know, imitate me just as I imitate Christ. I think the King James says, follow me as I follow Christ. I'm not sure. I think that's different, but that follow and imitate are two words that are essentially take this pattern, study it carefully, and do it. Now, there's an important part that I think that's probably good to note, because you can use the word follow, or you can use the word imitate, or you could say, well, why not just use the word copy? But there's two words, imitate and copy, and they can kind of mean the same thing, but they're really very different. Now, when you copy something, have you ever taken something, said, oh, I need a copy of that, put it on a photocopier, and you make a copy? It's a very straight, exact representation of what you just copied. There's no mind into it, no thought. It's just a copy. When you imitate, imitating is more talking about your behaviors and your mannerisms, and there's a lot of room for you, and it implies that you're understanding what you're doing, that you're thinking about and want to do something that's similar to something else. There's a lot more choice and variation in that. I was thinking about people, right? If you think God makes us after a pattern, we all tend to have five toes and five fingers, and you know, and so, but look around. Do we all look exactly the same as each other? You know, some people have dark hair, some people have lighter hair, some have darker eyes, some have lighter eyes. We have boys and we have girls, but we're all made after that pattern that God had put forth. But I think that's one of the most beautiful things, is that when we're called to be imitators of, well, Ephesians 5:1, where it says, you know, be imitators of me, or followers, as I think it says in the King James, that doesn't mean we're just mindless copies of each other. But it does mean that we have something good that we should be considering and modeling our life after. Now, if in Ephesians 5:1, I know it says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice of God for a sweet-smelling aroma. So Paul wanted Titus to be a pattern. He said that you should kind of look to him and these other apostles as patterns. But who was there? Who were they patterning themselves after? Who did we just read about? Be imitators of God, right? So they patterned themselves after God. And he says specifically in Ephesians 5:1, walk in love, right? So if that's like our pattern, is to walk in love, how does that really work out in your daily life? You as children, how are you going to follow a pattern? What pattern can you follow if you're supposed to pattern yourself after godly people who are patterning themselves after God? So ultimately, your pattern is God. Anything that you can think of that would be a good thing for you to do as children to pattern yourself after God, especially when he says walk in love? Anything jump out at you? I was thinking, start by showing love for each other, right? Here, now, it's not too early to show love and respect for each other as children. Do you ever find yourself maybe out there playing, and all of a sudden you're saying things that are not quite nice, or I don't want to play with them because, you know, all those girls over there, all those boys over there. We have to be careful that we are thinking of each other in love, that we want what's good for each other. We want to be able to maybe sacrifice for each other. And those things that you guys can do right now, every day. I mean, there's also anything that you read about, it seems in the air, it's like that we're supposed to put away foolish talk. Those are all parts of the pattern that God has put it in this book here for us to understand that those aren't just words, but that is something that we are asked to follow. It's the pattern for us to follow. And so as you do your Bible readings and you see things like that, say, hey, that's how I'm supposed to be acting towards my brother, my sister, my friend, or somebody else that you just meet. And you can do those things. And then in that way, you are fulfilling what God has asked us to do, of being imitators of him. And then what happens is then you become a pattern for somebody else, just like Paul wanted Titus to be a pattern. As he didn't just get there, he had to work and do what he was asked to do and showed himself faithful and trustworthy, and then he became a pattern. So I want you guys to think about that as you're going through growing up. You know, be serious. That doesn't mean don't have any fun, but think about things in the Lord. Do the things that he asks you to do. And desire to do that. Don't just copy it. It's like desire to do it. When it says be imitators of God as dear children, think about that. I think about that like I know some of my children want to do something like I did it. And they're like, I want to do what dad did, or I want to do what mom did. And they want to kind of imitate. Think about that we're imitating God. We're wanting to do it. It's not just something that we feel like we have to do. And as you do that, you then will become the pattern for those coming up after you, which we have a lot of prospects, it seems, coming up and possibilities coming up. So I just want to encourage you guys to think about that. Think about what God would want you to do, especially when you're interacting with each other and talking with each other or playing with each other. It is your responsibility as you grow to then encourage others and be an example for others. I do thank you for your time. You guys can go back and proceed.